Stage 1, developing skills. Step 1, business basics. Developing business skills is an important part of running and growing a successful business. Some key business skills are financial management, understanding financial statements, budgeting and managing cash flow and expenses. Marketing and sales, developing a marketing strategy and identifying target markets, as well as developing sales skills and closing deals. Leadership and management, developing leadership skills and managing employees, including setting goals, providing feedback, and building a positive work culture. Strategic planning, developing a business plan, setting goals and objectives, and creating a roadmap for achieving them. Adaptability, being able to adapt to changes in the market, industry, or economy. There are various ways to develop these skills, such as attending industry seminars and conferences, reading business books and articles, taking online courses or obtaining a business degree, networking with other business owners and industry experts, and seeking mentorship or coaching. The best teacher is to learn by doing, and therefore mentorship and coaching is probably the best approach to learning these skills and then putting them into action to gain expertise. Regardless of the abundance of information on any of these topics, there are a few common challenges associated with acquiring or improving business skills. 1. Spending too much time analyzing too much information. 2. Lack of focus on the things that matter most. 3. Frustrated by too much conflicting information and advice. Spending too much time analyzing too much information, particularly in today's fast-paced and data-driven business environment. This can lead to analysis paralysis, where decision-making is delayed or hindered by an overwhelming amount of data. To overcome this challenge, set clear and specific objectives for what information is needed and how it will be used. It's also important to establish a process for gathering and analyzing data and to develop a system for organizing and storing information. Additionally, setting deadlines can help to focus the analysis and decision-making process. Focus on information that is important and ignore the rest. Lack of focus on the things that matter most is a common challenge for business owners, as there are often multiple tasks and responsibilities that need to be addressed. This can lead to a feeling of being overwhelmed and a lack of progress on important initiatives. To overcome this challenge, prioritize tasks and focus on the most important and impactful activities. One way to do this is to create a to-do list based on the level of importance and urgency. Another approach is to set specific and measurable goals and to regularly evaluate progress towards achieving them. It is also important to take time to regularly review the business's strategy and priorities to ensure that the focus stays on the things that matter most. It's frustrating to receive conflicting information and advice when running a business. This can lead to confusion, uncertainty, and difficulty in making decisions. To overcome this challenge, carefully evaluate the sources of information and advice and seek multiple perspectives. This can include consulting with industry experts, speaking with other business owners, and researching best practices. Try to be aware of any biases or conflicts of interest that may influence the advice or information provided. Another approach is to use a framework or methodology to help you process and evaluate the information you receive, such as SWOT analysis, PESTEL analysis, cost-benefit analysis, or any specific framework related to your industry or business. Google these terms if you would like to learn more. These are a deeper dive into prioritization that links goal achievement to the external environment. Although none provide answers, they help you to see what options have the best chance of succeeding, given the competitive situation in which your business is operating. Remember that what works for one business may not work for another. Be open to not only trying new things, but also to adapting or changing course if something isn't working. Therefore, the objective is to take specific actions that will improve your success orientation with business skills. Here are three key actions. A. Be open to opportunity. The opportunities that are most worthy of attention are those that fit best with your existing business. B. Have a marketing mindset. Business success is 80% marketing and selling and 20% product or service. C. Become financially literate. Learn the important information that your financial results are telling you and be proactive, not reactive. A. be open to opportunity. Opportunities can come in many forms, such as new partnerships, market trends, or changes in technology. Being open to opportunity means being willing to explore new ideas and possibilities and to take calculated risks. To take on new opportunities means having a growth mindset and being constantly on the lookout for new ways to grow and improve the business. This includes monitoring industry trends, attending networking events, and speaking with other business owners to gain insights into new opportunities. It also includes having a coach or mentor who helps you identify the skills that will be most beneficial and guides you through actually putting them into practice. Have a flexible and adaptable approach to business and be willing to pivot or change direction if necessary. This includes being open to new markets, products, or services, and being willing to take on new challenges and opportunities. Finally, having a strong team with diverse backgrounds and experiences will help to identify new opportunities, as different people often have different perspectives on potential opportunities. Note that being open to change also includes making changes to your team if the mix of personnel is not able to step up to the challenge of an amazing new opportunity. Have a marketing mindset. A marketing mindset is crucial for any business, as it helps to ensure that the products or services offered are aligned with the needs and wants of the target market. It involves understanding the customer's needs, wants, and pain points, and positioning the business's offering in a way that addresses those needs. Some key elements of having a marketing mindset are understanding the target market. Identifying the target market and understanding their needs, wants, and pain points. Positioning the business. Developing a unique value proposition and positioning the business in a way that stands out from the competition. Creating a marketing plan. Developing a detailed marketing plan that outlines the specific tactics and strategies for reaching the target market. Training your team to be obsessed about acquiring and keeping customers, to where 80% of the company's energy is related to sales growth and only 20% is diverted to administrative tasks. Measuring and analyzing. Continuously measuring and analyzing the effectiveness of the marketing efforts and making adjustments as needed. Continuously learning. Keeping up to date with the latest trends and best practices in marketing, and continuously learning and adapting to new techniques and technologies. Having a marketing mindset is not only the responsibility of the marketing staff, but also of the whole team, as everyone in the organization needs to be aware of the target market and the value proposition of the business. As an entrepreneur, maybe you only have a small team where people wear many hats as you grow. It is crucial to establish a culture within your small and growing company that has this marketing mindset and keep your eye on the prize as you grow. C, become financially literate. Financial literacy involves understanding financial statements, budgeting, cash flow management, and other financial concepts. Here are a few ways to become financially literate. Awareness. Review information on YouTube or take an online course that goes over the key financial statements, income, balance sheet, and cash flow, so you know what questions to ask. Seek advice. Consult with a financial advisor, accountant, or bookkeeper who can help you understand your financial statements and other financial reports and link them back to questions around liquidity, insolvency risk, equity in the business, profitability, and cash flow needs. Utilize financial software. Use financial management software to track your business's income and expenses and generate financial statements on demand. Some packages provide additional insight that can help focus you on plugging financial leaks and becoming more profitable. Create a budget. Create a budget for your business and stick to it, regularly monitoring your expenses and income. Network. Join local business groups or networking organizations, as these can be a great source of information and advice on financial management. It's important to note that financial literacy is an ongoing process, as the financial landscape and business environment are constantly changing. Therefore, it's important to continuously educate yourself, review and update your financial forecast, and seek guidance when needed. Summary. Businesses must be open to opportunities to succeed, and being adaptable and flexible is essential for taking advantage of new opportunities. A diverse team with different backgrounds can also help uncover potential avenues for growth. Having a marketing mindset is essential for any business, as it helps to ensure that the products and services offered are in line with their target market's needs. Key elements of having a marketing mindset include understanding the target market, positioning the business uniquely from competitors, creating an effective marketing plan, establishing a sales culture, measuring, analyzing progress regularly, and continuously learning new trends. Business owners must become financially literate to communicate effectively with those who speak the language of liquidity, debt risk, and business valuation. This can include lenders, investors, or anyone with a financial stake in the business. Being proactive and speaking their language will lead to meetings that are productive and cooperative instead of being confrontational.